here's a business that is booming. Zoom Towns with a Z. Scenic places around the country experiencing a surge of house hunters. The demand is mostly from employees freed by the pandemic to work from home long term. People have gone looking for more elbow room and a lifestyle change to places like Aspen, Colorado, Truckee, California, and Bethel, Maine. The Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi has our story.
One place where the pandemic has supercharged an already hot real estate market is Bend, Oregon. The fast-growing Central Oregon city benefits from ample sunshine, plus proximity to skiing, hiking, golf, river rafting, and a multitude of microbreweries. Now this.
I think Zoomtown very accurately captures, you know, the experience that we're having right now.
Brian Ladd is a principal broker with Cascade Sotheby's International Realty in Bend. We spoke via Zoom, of course.
For anyone that had interest in moving to a town like ours, that plan was greatly accelerated because of COVID. When they were able to work remotely, they were forced to work remotely. All of a sudden, it became an option.
Ladd's observations are shared by brokers in at least a half dozen other outdoorsy vacation destinations around the Pacific Northwest. They include parts of the Oregon coast, Washington State's Metow Valley, and the San Juan Islands. There's Kelowna, British Columbia, Sandpoint, Idaho, and Bozeman, Montana, too. What these places have in common is strong in-migration this past year from larger locales. In Zoomtowns, home sales since late spring have gone on a tear, resulting in very low inventory and rapidly rising housing prices.
And what it really felt like is it really unleashed a whole wave of people that had had the dream of moving and living in a beautiful place like this, and it seemingly all happened at once.
One person who rode that wave was Rory Capern. He moved out west from Canada's largest city, Toronto. Capern downshifted from a series of demanding management jobs, including at Twitter and Google Canada, to become a tech industry consultant. He and his family settled on Vancouver Island in the small Canadian town of Cowichan Bay.
The adjustment has actually been remarkably easy from a lifestyle perspective. The plug that I'll throw out there for now is that we've given nothing away in the context of access to great restaurants when the restaurants are open and wonderful things to do for recreation and so on. It really hasn't been the trade-off that I honestly thought it was going to be.
Not just any scenic place can be a Zoom town. Capern had flexibility as an independent advisor, but he says he wanted to live reasonably close to a jet airport. There's one about an hour away. And the community needed to have really fast internet available.
One of those top sort of five bullet criteria for where we were going to live was predicated on the ability to get gig internet service to the house. And we have it, and it opened up that opportunity.
But the Zoomtown phenomenon also has a downside. It's exacerbating pre-existing issues with scarcity of affordable housing in such places. It also raises questions of equity and privilege for service workers and frontline workers who don't have the option to work remotely or to relocate wherever they like. Such workers might like what Luke Murray has to say. He's a housing developer active in Victoria.
You know, I might be the odd person out here, but to me, this is temporary.
Mari figures bigger cities will regain their shine once enough people get vaccinated against COVID and the pandemic ends.
We're moving to towns where we may not know very many people. And our work is our primary location of meeting new friends. And maybe I'm just super old school, but I still just think humans are hardwired for that social interaction.
Mari spoke during a webinar about the Zoom boom organized by the Pacific Northwest Economic Region Policy Forum. Others on the panel said boom and bust are not the only possible outcomes. They say post-pandemic work life may see some workers choosing to migrate back to central offices and others seizing the new freedom some employers are giving them to work from home permanently. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi.